Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. I'm Tim Peter, and this is, of course, the source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. Today is Thursday, June 13th. Great to have you here, as ever. And we've got a great, great show for you today. I'm really excited about it. A lot to cover, and a lot of it is really going to be more about local today. Now, obviously, I talk about search a lot and the importance of search to your business, but there have been some changes over the last couple of weeks to search specifically, to search that specifically involve local, and I thought it would be worthwhile to kind of talk through those. Now, obviously, these matter most if you have a storefront, if you have a physical location. And if you do, I think it's well worth paying attention to what's going on right now with local search, and in particular, with maps. A couple of weeks ago here on the show, I talked about the changes that Google was making to maps overall. And, you know, I talked about how they're adding lots of features to maps. They're making maps work differently and show more information and really include that information in a more meaningful way to the map experience. Well, the past couple of days have seen Google really take this to a surprising level. I shouldn't say a surprising level, because actually I kind of predicted some of what they were going to do. They just took it further than I thought they would, faster. So let's talk about what happened. First, to recap, there was a story over on TNews earlier this week, which I then had a follow-up piece about on Tuesday. But the piece over on TNews was all about the fact that Google added flight search information to the maps. Now, if you're not in the travel space, don't tune out yet, because this is actually going to be pretty crazy. They followed that up actually the same day that, or the day after that occurred, Google went ahead and bought a company called Waze, that's W-A-Z-E, which is a social mapping service. And I want to talk a bit about why these two things matter and how they play into the changes Google has made to maps overall. So what's going on here is that Google is now including local business information right on the maps. And they've started including, this past week, flight information on maps for specific things, right? They obviously, if you do a door-to-door address, they don't typically do it. But if you say, I'm going from New York, or you're going from where I work out here in New Jersey to Chicago, they'll show you flights that are available from New Jersey to Chicago, from Newark to Chicago. Well, obviously, that's my local airport. So the idea is they're really starting to put more information in front of the customer on the map at the time the customer is using it. And here's why this matters. Here's why this matters to you a lot. Obviously, one of the things I've talked about for a long time is how big mobile is getting and how fast. Well, there's probably no more typical use case for a mobile customer than a map. I talked about this a little bit earlier this week when I said, you know, if you think about it, the customer really has a couple of very basic questions, like where am I and what's around me that actually meets my need at the moment, whatever the need might happen to be, right? It could be different things at different times. I shouldn't say it could be. It certainly is different things at different times. But the point is, you know, they have a specific need right now. They've got a phone at hand, like sitting there in their mitt, even as they're you know, walking around, and they need help. They need something that satisfies a need, that helps them get what they're looking for. And so having access to this, the maps, obviously is something they're doing a lot. Clearly, Google wouldn't be doing all these efforts if they weren't. Right, they spent $1 billion on Waze. I don't care who you are. I said this in a post earlier this week, but I think it's worth repeating. I don't care who you are. You write a check for $1 billion. You're stating that you think it's kind of important. And given that Waze only has about 50 million users. And I know 50 million might sound like a lot to some people, but when you compare it to the fact that Google gets billions of page views every day, right? 50 million is not a tremendously large number. They clearly see value in what Waze is doing. And so there are really a few takeaways that I want to highlight. The first is search is changing a lot. And I know I've been saying this for weeks. You're probably like, Tim, we know, we get it, you keep saying it. But I think it really bears repeating. Search is not going to be a page of 10 blue links for much, much longer. That's already starting to go away. If you look at universal search, which is what Google calls its typical search engine results page, or SERP, it no longer is 10 blue links, right? There are typically maps on it. There are prices on it. There are promotions on it. There's paid search and natural search. There are ratings and reviews. There's a lot of information being presented to customers. When you think about things like Google Conversational Search, which we talked about last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, right? It's now reading a specific entry back to people. It's saying, here is the answer. And on maps, of course, it's showing lots of answers too, but in a very locale-specific context. So when you think of search, don't think of Google as we know it. Think of where search is heading. Think of it as, what is the answer to my customer's question? And obviously, if you're a location-based business, that's going to play a real big role. The second takeaway is that a lot of this is being driven by mobile. I know that I've said for a long time that mobile matters, actually going all the way back to one of my very first show. Right? Mobile is a huge component of how your customers do the voodoo that they do so well right now. And you need to be able to assist them, whether it's when they're on the local search, whether it's when they're on a map. You don't need to do much there, but you need to make sure that if they click over to your site or tap over to your site, that that works very, very, very well for them. And then from a search marketing perspective, you need to make sure that if you have locations, physical locations, brick and mortar locations, that you're showing up in the maps the right way, that you're answering as many questions as you can about your business for your customer at the time that they need it in that very local context and in that very mobile context. You know, I've talked before about the concept of SOLOMO, social, local, mobile. And I tend to put a lot of the emphasis on the social part and a lot of the emphasis on the mobile part. But it's critical to understand that local is a huge part of mobile. When I'm on my mobile device, I don't typically want to know, you know, what stores are available 100 miles away from me or 200 miles away from me or 1,000 miles away from me. I want to know what's available to me where I am, where I'm at, right? That matters a ton to people. So you want to start thinking about your search marketing in terms of how well are you satisfying the needs of customers who are right here by where I am. And one of the reasons that this really comes into play, or increasingly comes into play, is Pew Research has some fascinating data that talks about the fact that teens actually prefer to shop in stores than shop online, probably because of the social aspect, probably because they get to hang out with their friends while they do it. And teens, obviously, have grown up with mobile phones, right? They've never not had mobile devices. So they really live in a world where they take this as a given. And if you're not marketing to teens, don't forget, they're going to be adults any day now, right? Half of Gen Y, half of millennials, are already over 21 years old. And obviously the other half will be there over the next 8 to 10 years. So this isn't a behavior that's, you know, a trend. This isn't a behavior that's just a fad. This is a trend and something you're going to need to pay very close attention to, something you're going to need to focus on to help your customers accomplish what they want. And that'll help you accomplish your business goals too. So I realize I've jumped around a bit. There's a lot in this. And so what I've done is I've got a bunch of blog posts that I've collected, and they're all in the show notes. And this time I really recommend you go check them out because it's well worth your time to read a couple of these. One about why Waze matters and why Google buying Waze matters. One about why Google's adding flight search information to the maps really matters as well. As well as some of the past discussions we've had about mobile, the myths of mobile, how search is evolving from Things Out Loud a couple weeks ago. And of course, how this all leads to assisting your customer throughout the process. Well, we are about out of time, so I just want to thank you once again for tuning in and reminding you that you can subscribe to Things Out Loud. You can do that at timpeter.com/blog and look for podcast over on the right. You can subscribe on iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud or just Thinks Out Loud. And of course, as ever, you can email us. Go ahead and send me an email at podcast@timpeter.com, and I'll be happy to address any comments or questions or concerns or thoughts you have about the social, local, mobile web and how that all works together to help your business grow. So with that, I want to thank you once again for tuning in. It is always a pleasure having you here, and I look forward to seeing you real soon right back here on Thinks Out Loud. Take care, everybody.